SBS Radio.
Natuklasan sa isang bagong pag-aaral na ang mga migranteng Muslim ay umaharap sa mga hadlang sa trabaho sa kabila ng pagkakaroon ng mabuting kasanayan sa pagsasalita ng wikang Ingles. Sa ulat na ito ni Gloria Calache at Claudia Farhart, natatakot ang mga leader ng komunidad nang hadlang ay resulta ng hindi namamalayang pagkiling sa mga pangalang tunog banyaga at ang pag-typecast sa mga partikular na komunidad para sa mga partikular na trabaho. Narito ang ulat na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Lumipat si Yusuf Karimi sa Australia mula sa Afghanistan taong 2007 nang siya ay 17 taong gulang. Habang tinatapos ang high school, nangarap siyang maging unang miyembro sa kanyang pamilya na makakapasok sa universidad.
I worked very hard, like, you know, to improve my English because that was my goal, that I have to study something, you know. I just don't want to be like, you know, the rest of my friends, like, you know, who couldn't have, like, you know, the chance to, you know, study and to do further, like, you know, that they want to go to university, so, you know, they didn't have that chance. So here, like, we have opportunity, so we can go and study.
Natupad ang nais ni Ginoong Karimi at nakapag-graduate ng kanyang bachelor's degree at ng kanyang master's sa arkitektura mula sa RMIT sa katapusan ng nakaraang taon. Gayunpaman, habang ang lahat ng kanyang mga kaklase ay may trabaho na sa arkitektura, hindi siya kailanman nabigyan ng interview pagkatapos mag-apply sa mahigit 50 trabaho. Sa halip, nagtrabaho siya sa pagbebenta o retail.
It's very, very frustrating, and it's just like, especially like, you know, when you keep getting all the rejection, you just want to say like you're sick and tired of, you know, applying for a job, and you just, because it keeps you like, you know, discouraging, like, you know, there's no more motivation that, you know, you have to keep applying for the job. At least, you know, when you receive some good emails, like, you know, saying, you know, that keep trying.
Sa isang bagong pag-aaral mula sa Deakin University, natuklasan kung bakit ang mga migranteng kwalipikado tulad ni Yusuf ay nagkakaproblema makapasok sa merkado ng trabaho. Nalaman sa pag-aaral na ang antas na edukasyon ng mga migranteng Muslim ay bumubuti kung mayroon silang mataas na kasanayan sa Ingles. Ngunit ang pagkakataong makapagtrabaho ay hindi. Sinabi ng lecturer sa economics na si Dr. Kahit Guven na siyang nanguna sa proyekto, hindi naman ganito ang kaso para sa mga migranteng hindi Muslim.
If you compare, you know, a non-Muslim immigrant with better English skills to another non-Muslim immigrant with lower English skills, we find that they actually have much better labor market outcomes, which means they are much more likely to work, they have better wages. Once we look at the Muslim immigrants, we find that this is not the case. If you compare a Muslim immigrant with better English skills to another Muslim immigrant with, you know, lower English skills, there is no difference in terms of their employment.
Ang pag-aaral ay gumamit ng census data mula 2006 at 2011 upang tingnan ang mga kabataang migrante na may edad 18 pababa. Habang nalaman na ang mataas na antas ng edukasyon ay hindi nagpataas ng pagkakataon para sa mga migranteng Muslim, hindi pa rin nila malaman ang rason. Sinabi ni Dr. Guven, ayon sa pag-aaral, ang Australia ay nakatuon ng sobra sa kasanayan ng Ingles at nakalimutan ng ibang mga aspeto.
Our findings is saying that we need to be cautious a little bit, putting too much emphasis on English proficiency all the time. There is a big push in terms of, you know, making the English, you know, tests for the permanent resident immigrants even tougher, so putting a higher level bar. Of course, English skills are important, we actually show them. But what we show is that for certain population groups of immigrants, such as Muslims in our paper, you know, English skills might not be the only basically answer to all of their problems.
Habang di maipaliwanag ng pag-aaral ang agwat sa resulta ng trabaho, natatakot ang mga leader na Muslim na ang di namamalayang pagkiling at diskriminasyon ang pulot dulo. Sinabi ng General Manager ng Islamic Council of Victoria na si Ayman Islam, ang Islamophobia ay maaaring dahilan.
We know that there are significant instances of discrimination or unconscious bias which is occurring in the employment process. There hasn't been that much research on it, but we know anecdotally that it is occurring. This is particularly with female members of the community. It'll be how they dress. It might be the way that the sound of their name. They might have a photo on their resume.
Ayon kay Ginoong Islam, naniniwala siyang ang issue ay matagal nang nagsimula bago pa man ang isang aplikanteng Muslim ay naimbitahan para sa isang interview, kung saan ang mga migrante ay hindi sinasang-ayunang pumasok sa mga partikular na larangan simula nang sila ay mga estudyante pa.
Migrants in school or in university, they also face a certain level of discrimination. They might be typecast, so they're not actually encouraged to follow through on certain with certain industries. They might be saying, okay, you're from this particular, so or you appear this way, so you're only destined for this particular job. So that aspirational issue needs to also be addressed. Anecdotally, we know that certain students in certain schools are often they've sort of been pigeonholed from a long way back.
Habang ito ay isang problema na walang madali ang solusyon, determinado si Ginoong Karimi na patuloy na mag-apply ng trabaho sa arkitektura upang siya ay maging modelo para sa ibang miyembro ng kanyang komunidad.
I started hard, so I don't want to let it go. I've learned, people learn from, if you don't get rejection, how are you going to get into, by getting a lot of rejection, that's all the doors are closed for you. So even like there will be one door open for you. That's another lesson for the rest of people, that they want to study architecture. That they have to fulfill their dreams, because if you don't try, you can't get it.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.